السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فجزاه الله عنا وعن الأمة خير الجزاء وأتم الجزاء وأوفر الجزاء أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we praise Him, we believe in Him, we send peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, especially the last and final Prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi is last and final prophet and messenger. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made us reach the month of Ramadan. We are praying, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we are now in Ramadan. Today is the second day of this blessed month. So it is the time of celebration. It is a time of happiness, but at the same time, it's a very serious time. So celebration, happiness, and seriousness. It is a time we should use for increased piety, purity of a heart, good deeds, increased deeds of righteousness, increased attention to our prayers, 5 daily prayers, and more prayers, nawafil. Increase attention to our reading of the Quran. Increase attention to charity, good deeds. Of course, fasting every day. And if someone is not able because of sickness, may Allah give them health. They also have to pay attention to their fidya, what they have to do. But it is a special time. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him for advice. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in his advice, "Idha qumta lis-salat fa salli salata muwaddi'." When you stand for prayer, pray to Allah as if you are a departing person, as if you will not have time after that to pray another time. So, salli salata muwaddi'. The meaning of this is that take your salat seriously. So I would say the same thing, that when you fast in the month of Ramadan, siyam muwaddi', zakat muwaddi', hajj muwaddi', take seriously. Because opportunities are there. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Iqtanim khamsan qabla khams." You know that hadith, famous hadith. It is mentioned it many times. Take advantage of five before five. Shababaka qabla haramik. If you are young, your youth before you get old. Sahataka qabla saqmik. If you are healthy, before you get sick. Ghinaka qabla faqrik. Your prosperity, your richness before you get poor. Faragaka qabla shughlik. Your leisure time, your free time before you become preoccupied. And then he said, hayataka qabla mautik. And your life before you die. So these are opportunities. Khamsan qabla khams. Five before five. Opportunities are there. So this is a great opportunity, my brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, Allah has provided this us. We have many challenges, of course. Difficulties are there. Some people have personal challenges because of maybe sickness, poverty, some other problem. And then there are people who are in challenges of flood in some areas, earthquake. Millions of people are suffering because of that. And there are people who are suffering because of oppression, injustice, occupation of their land. All kinds of problems are there. So be thankful to Allah that you don't have that problem. And Allah has given you this opportunity. And fast. You know, there are two things are very important in Islam. For any action that be done, and it should be acceptable to Allah, there are two things you have to do. First of all, action must be salih. And the second, it must be khalis. Salih means it is the righteous action, good action done the way that Allah and His Rasul has told you. The way it is mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet. Follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah. So your fasting should be according to the Sunnah of the Prophet. Fasting with intention, niyyah. It is good to make the intention every day that I am fasting for the sake of Allah. Although some ulama say that you can make the intention for the whole month. It is the fourth fasting, so you can make one intention, but it is, remind yourself that you are fasting for the sake of Allah. Sahur is barakah. Get up for sahur and have some sahur. And ta'khir al-sahur, up to the last time. La tazal ummati bi khair ma akhkharu al-sahur wa ajjalu al-fitr. My ummah will be in good way if they put their sahur until the end and make their iftar early. As soon as sunset, they make iftar. Because command, following the rule. And fasting. Fasting is, of course, you avoid your food and drink and acts of intimacy. You avoid those things. Because they are forbidden during fasting. But fasting is not only abstention from food and drink and all these things. Fasting is, as Rasulullah said, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ إِنْ جَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. Those who do not give up bad words and bad deeds, falsehood, speaking lies, gossip, backbiting, all of these things, if people cannot give up that, and action, useless actions, wasting time. Those who do not do that, Allah does not care if they give up their food and drink. There are many people who fast and they will not get anything out of their fast except hunger and thirst. And there are many people who will stand up in prayer, but they will not get anything from their standing in prayer except tired and wakefulness, losing their sleep and getting tired. That's not the objective. The objective is to do it according to the way of Rasulullah. And the objective is to do it sincerely. عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. عَمَلْ صَالِحْ, and do not make shirk. Do not bring anyone else in your mind, in your heart, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only for the sake of Allah I'm doing that. Not doing for show off, not doing for publicity, not doing to brag about it, so my Lord be pleased with me. It is His command and I'm doing His command. To do it for the sake of Allah. And inshallah, then the blessing will come. Then Allah will accept it. And we always say that, تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. May Allah accept from you and us the good deeds. But deeds will not be acceptable unless they are من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Rasulullah said, whosoever fasts the month of Ramadan with Iman. Iman is recognizing this is the command of Allah. Allah has told me to do that, so I'm doing it. Imanan wahtisaban, and seeking the ajr from Allah, reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with ikhlas. So two things. Amal salih, good deed, and then with ikhlas, with sincerity, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it, and Allah will reward it. How do we know that Allah has accepted my fast? We'll know it, of course. We'll know it, inshallah, on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that on that day and give us the place in Jannah. Give us maghfirah. Give us His rahmah. Give us His afu, His forgiveness. But at the same time, here, if your deeds are good, you will do more good deeds. جَزَاءُ الْحَسَنَةُ الْحَسَنَةُ بَعْدَهَا. The good deeds, you can find out yourself. If your good deed leads you to do more good deed, that means Allah has accepted it. So جَزَاءُ الْحَسَنَةِ الْحَسَنَةُ بَعْدَهَا. The reward of a good deed is more good deeds. Now you are going to that path. The path of righteousness has become open. And you will see that. And then Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, the good deeds produce وَالطَّاعَةُ نُورُ الْقَلْبِ. Obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings His nur inside the heart. وَالطَّاعَةُ نُورُ الْقَلْبِ. وَبَهَاءُ الْوَجْهِ, and the shine on the face. And قُوَّةٌ لِلْبَدَنِ, it gives you strength in your body. And حُبٌّ فِي الْخَلْقِ, and people will like you. وَسَعَةٌ فِي الرِّزْقِ, and it will increase your sustenance. So ta'a is a blessing. Blessing فِي الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. And then he said, "Wal ma'asiyatu zulmatun fil qalb." And sin is the darkness in the heart. Ka'abatun fil wajh. The face loses that shine. The happiness, the goodness, the nur is not on the face. Wabahnun fil badan. And the weakness in the body. Bughsun fil khalq. Hate among the people. See that all this hate that is increasing in the world going on? It is because of sin. Because of the wrongdoings. And then وَمَحْدٌ لِلْرِزْقِ. And the sustenance becomes less. Or even if there is sustenance, the barakah does not exist. People lose the barakah. So if we want barakah in our sustenance, in our income, in our wealth and health, all of these things, be good, do good things. And take advantage of five before five, as mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this month is that great opportunity that Allah has given us, bring us many blessings. Blessings here and blessings in the hereafter. Blessings for every individual, for the families, for the whole community, and blessing through us, inshallah, to the people, our neighbors, the world at large, inshallah. We are the people who bring the spirit of happiness and goodness and righteousness and piety. Inshallah, we should stand for that. Kuntum khaira ummah ukhrijat linnas. You are the best people brought out for mankind. You are the best people brought out for mankind. This is the role of the ummah. Khair ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that khair. In this life, inshallah, and khair. Nasalullah al-khaira fi al-dunya wa fi al-akhirah. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. Should pray for people who are not well. May Allah give them health. And people who passed away, may Allah give them maghfirah. Make dua for our brother Muhammad Rafi, brother Haytham Bandukchi, brother Aliuddin Muhammad, brother Qassan Ibrahim, brother Muhammad Ainuddin, and brother Ajaz Hussain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. May Allah give shifa to all the other people whose names are not mentioned here. So whosoever is not well, Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfi mardana. Allahumma shfi mardana. And also we pray for the maghfirah of brother Abdul Sattar Qureshi. His funeral was held yesterday. And today, inshallah, after the Salat al-Jum'ah, we'll have Salatul Janaza for brother Muhammad Abdul Hayy Taluqdar. Our condolences to his wife, Sister Rabia Khatun, his daughter, Sister Sultana Bano, and his son-in-law, Dr. Muhammad Alam, and all relatives and friends. And the burial will be at Westminster Memorial. Allahumma qfillahum ya Allah. Allahumma qfillahum wa rahamhum wa afihim wa afu'anhum. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-afu wa al-afiyah. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا واستقيموا Please be close to each other and make straight lines. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. We'll have Salatul Janaza for Brother Abdulhai Taluqtar. May Allah bless him. Immediate relatives, brothers, you want to come in the front area, please come. Dr. Alam and any other one.
I have a good news. Pray for me. I'm cancer free now.
So please stand up for Salat al Janaza. Yes. Mr. Straight lines and Salatul Janaza has four takbirs. At the first takbir, raise your hands, hold them, and recite tasbih. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarak asmuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa jalla sanauk wa la ilaha ghayruk. Or say Suratul Fatiha. And then second takbir, after that, you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. And third takbir, after that, special dua. Allahumma qfil li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina. Or say Allahumma qfil lahu warham. And fourth takbir, and then salam on both sides. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma ighfir lahu warhamhu wa afihi wa afu anhu. Allahumma akrim nuzulahu wa wassi' mudkhalahu. Allahumma ighfir khatayahu bil ma'i wassalj wal barad. Allahumma naqqihi min adh-dhunubi wal khataya kama yunqqa ath-thawbu al-abyad min ad-danas. Allahumma jazihi bil ihsani ihsana wa bis sayyiati 'afwan minka wa ghufrana. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين اللهم صبر اهله يا الله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد واله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك بارك الله فيكم عظم الله اجركم واحسن عزائكم ان شاء الله after 2 ركع سنه then you will do that so please stay here and pray 2 ركع سنه after that
let them finish the sunnah
ان شاء الله